Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bring to you the good tidings of the goodness and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to sinners. In the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 2, verse 17. Mark 2, verse 17. Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Hallelujah.
Spirit of living God is bestowed upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings. God has sent me to heal all the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to all in captivity. Freedom for the prisoners, and to those in bondage, to declare acceptable year of our Lord Almighty.
Let us pray. Our eternal God and Father, we thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness all the time. Thank you for your covenant of mercy and compassion for sinners. In the book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, the Bible says, "Unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have become like Gomorrah." Thank you for your grace and mercies, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for not giving up on the hope of our salvation, even as our mind and spirit all go on sojourn outside your comfort. Father, we pray that your spirit will from now keep ministering to us for a turnaround for our soul. Let the Holy Spirit keep drawing us back home where our hope lies. Let it be so, Lord, for we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The topic of our message is The Prodigal Family. The Prodigal Family, Part 4. Our text is taken from Luke chapter 15. We read verses 13 to 19. Luke 15, we read verses 13 to 19. "And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" Wow. Brethren, today's discussion is a critical portion of this parable. Prodigal living is inherent in many lives today. I'd like us to pray these vital prayers for our lives. Number one, we say, Father, let me never embark on a journey of regrets again in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Psalm 143 verse 10 says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Father, let your spirit always lead and teach me on the right move to go in my journey of life. Many people are crying and lamenting for embarking on destiny-destroying journey. For me and my family, and my children especially, please guide and guide me. Let me not set out on a journey of regrets and disaster. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number two, we say, Father, do not allow famine ravage my abode. Bless the land of my abode. Please, Lord, take war and strife away far from my abode. Mistakes that send people from the land of abundance to land of famine will not happen to me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In Genesis chapter 13, verses 11 to 13, we read about the Lord's choice that boomerang. Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Lord, I pray you, never allow me to set out to the land of the wicked and sinful, in the mighty name of Jesus, like you gave Abraham a good inheritance. Please, Lord, bless the land of my abode. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 17, God told Abraham, arise, walk in the land through its length and its breadth, for I give it to you. My Father and my Lord, let me not plant on cursed land, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me not live my life like slaves and strangers, where I should rule like a king, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, brethren, let's look at the experience of our beloved brother in exile. His experience in exile. Number one, he set out on his journey without plans and missions. Or even if he had anyone, it failed woefully. He just wanted to live big with the stolen wealth. This is a panacea for disaster any day. We should encourage our children to live on their dreams, on their vision, on genuine efforts and prayers and God's guidance, not shortcuts and dubious means. Number two, wasting possessions with prodigal living is living in the wilderness. It is not everyone who enters the wilderness that have the grace to come out alive. It is better not to enter at all. I pray that whatever has led you into financial, spiritual, social, or physical wilderness and dungeon of Satan, God promised in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 4, Isaiah 40, verse 4, that he will make every valley and shall be exalted, and every mountain will be brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. Now I pray that by the same power, he will bring you out of this wilderness that you have found yourself, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hiding yourself will not help your situation. Killing yourself will send you to hellfire. Call upon God. He is great in mercy. He will deliver you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number three, famine arose in his abode. Wow. This is what God uses to punish people who revolt against God. David prayed for the wicked in Psalm 109 verse 10, saying, "Let his children continually be vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also from their desolate places. What do you expect of a man who wanted to naked his father by asking for premature inheritance while the man was still alive? His curse affected the entire land. Please, always check those who are coming to partner with you, especially strangers. I pray that a curse is never brought on your land. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen." Number 4, he invented a cheap and ridiculous way in solving a fundamental problem. He started committing abominations, eating pig's food. Habba! Maybe you too have started stealing, falsifying figures in the office, robbing on the highway, involving in Yahoo rituals, gambling, calling people to sell lies, which is called 419, taking from money entrusted in your care, as if God is blind. He sees you and will punish you mercilessly if you don't repent. Psalm 37 verse 25 says, "I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread." Please, check your righteousness if you are begging for food today. I didn't write the Bible. This is God's word. Number 5. Finally, and most importantly, he saw himself in the mirror. Wow! The Holy Spirit ministered repentance to him. Physically, some people are suffering and finding it difficult to eat, but are ashamed to go back home. This is a weakness. Spiritually, many have discovered that they miss it, serving as slaves to positions and fame, but they find it difficult to repent because of shame. This is a satanic bondage. Arise today. Go back to God. Jesus said in Luke chapter 15, verse 7, Luke 15, verse 7, that, "I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." Be that reason today for celebrations in heaven. Return in repentance to your Maker. Tomorrow may just be too late. Congratulations as you do so. You are now a candidate of the kingdom of God. This is the best gift you can give yourself. Next broadcast, we'll be examining the process and the price of our brother coming to himself. Not all people that see death on their faces decide to clean it. No, not that they are doing Nollywood, but foolishness of some sort reigns in many lives. I pray that God will not allow the spirit of insanity to torment any of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. A fool will keep joking with the salvation of his or her soul till it becomes unfortunately too late. Want to thank you for your patience and interest in listening to this broadcast. We believe you have been blessed. Kindly help share the good news of Christ's compassion for sinners with others. This will encourage many and will help in the salvation of souls. You can also listen to this message and many other previous ones on diverse topics on our podcast streaming, codenamed Voice of Trinity. God bless you exceedingly as you do so. Amen. My name is Benjamin Olasunkanmi Olamijulo.
To comfort others. those who mourn, to console all in Zion, to give beauty for ashes, praise garment for depression. They will be called righteousness. Christ will be glorified. To rebuild the old realms, desolate lives be raised up, real cities be repaired, a new hope for mankind.
Let us pray. Our wonderful Father and our God, we celebrate your goodness to us. Thank you for your love for the soul of man, that we should not perish. The story of the prodigal son, even to us, then in primary school, looked very stupid of the boy. However, we now know that our enemy Satan has a mission on every soul. Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 to 17, captured it succinctly, saying, "What I'm doing, I do not understand. What I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the Lord that is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. From today, Lord, let the Holy Spirit take over our lives. We covet the empowerment to overtake the tactics of the devil. The battle for our souls will not be won by Satan and his agents. The power to overcome is ours. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen."